the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Hey there, this is Stephen Myers, Sweet Potato Extension Specialist with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. Today is August 27, 2018, and though I normally talk about a lot of the production side of sweet potato during these crop blog podcast, today I'm going to take an opportunity to plug our annual Sweet Potato Field Day. So this is the sixth annual Sweet Potato Field Day. We've been doing an annual Sweet Potato Field Day, of course, if you do the math, since 2013, and really to highlight the work, the research and outreach efforts conducted by scientists at Mississippi State University. And so, like the previous five Sweet Potato Field Days, this event will be hosted at the Pontotoc Ridge Flatwoods Branch Experiment Station. It's kind of the epicenter of sweet potato research and outreach in the state of Mississippi. For those not familiar with the Pontotoc Branch Station, it's located at 8320 Highway 15 South in Pontotoc. So if you enter that into your GPS, that'll take you here. We've got a large banner out front of the road as well that says Sweet Potato Field Day, so you can't miss it. The event is scheduled for August 30th, so that's this coming Thursday. And we start with registration at 8 a.m. And the program starts at 8:30 with welcome and opening remarks. And at about 8:50 or so, we hop in tour wagons and start looking at field plots. So a couple of the things that you'll see if you come to the Sweet Potato Field Day, we'll highlight pest management as we always do. We've got Dr. Fred Musser talking about insect preference or sweet potato cultivar tolerance to different kinds of insect feeding pressure. So we've been doing this kind of research for a couple years now, and Dr. Musser will present results from previous years and then show you the plots from this year at the station. We've also got several efforts focused on weed management. That's something that Dr. Mark Schenkel and I focus a lot on. So we'll look at some of the herbicides that are kind of in the registration pathway. So things like Linuron and Reflex we'll talk about. We'll also look at a couple other products, including pendimethalin and Diquat, which may have potential uses in sweet potato later on down the road. We also look at fertility issues or fertility treatments as well. So Dr. Schenkel will share with you some of his experiences with fertilizer research. We'll show you some data from plant bed fertility work that we've done over the last couple of years. We'll also show you some industry plots looking at products from Yara and Sipcam Agro. So a lot of foliar applied fertilizers. We'll show you the results from those that we've seen this year. Moving on, a couple other things you'll see. We've got some 2,4-D and dicamba drift research going on at the station. So we'll show you what different amounts of drift on sweet potato look like and some of the symptoms associated with the 2,4-D and auxin drift. We also have Dr. Paul Sang. He'll be talking about how different sweet potato varieties can use weed suppressive traits to help reduce weed pressure. He'll hopefully share with you some results from some greenhouse work he's done, and we'll look at his field plots. In addition, we've got several updates. So we have Kay Rensel with the U.S. Sweet Potato Council will be here to talk about updates at the national level as far as what the U.S. Sweet Potato Council is up to. But she'll especially focus on efforts from a recent grant that the council received to look at promotion and marketing of sweet potatoes. It should be some fascinating information about who uses sweet potatoes, what kind of demographics of people buy sweet potatoes the most, what they use them for, and how they consume them. And hopefully that information will help us in the future target heavy users of sweet potatoes and encourage them to use more. We also have an update from the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation with Samantha Laird to give us updates at the state level. And finally, we'll have a conversation about the guava root knot nematode. So several of you may be familiar. This is a nematode that is fairly new to sweet potato production. It was discovered in North Carolina sweet potatoes approximately 3 years ago, and as of this year was found in Louisiana sweet potato production fields, or a field at least. We'll have Clarissa Balbalian from the Diagnostic Lab here at Mississippi State give a background on the nematode. And we'll also have representatives with the Department of Ag on hand to answer any questions that producers or industry reps may have with what the next steps are to try to prevent this pest from coming into Mississippi or spreading within the state. So it's going to be a packed schedule. So there is no registration fee. You register on site, so there's no pre-registration. Once we're all done with all this field visit, all the updates, we feed you a steak lunch. So we'll have a steak lunch. We'll have sweet potatoes on the menu, of course. We also feed you breakfast when you get here. So we'll have an array of pastries from Sweet Potato Sweets. Again, sticking with that sweet potato theme. And finally, in the last several years, what we've done in order to get folks to fill out an evaluation for the event, if you come, you participate, you fill out an evaluation telling us what we can improve on, and if you've learned anything, we'll give you an official 2018 Sweet Potato Field Day t-shirt. So I don't know, we can't ask for much more than that I suppose. So that's this week's installment of the sweet potato version of the Crop Situation podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. We love to see you at the Sweet Potato Field Day this Thursday, August 30th, 2018, at the Pontotoc Ridge Flatwoods Branch Experiment Station. Registration at 8. We'll kick off the program at 8:30. Hope to see you there. Thank you.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.